League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Why is being a parent so hard sometimes? Why?
Well, you have to navigate all the different things. It's the unknown every single day. This is your oldest child, too. Everything is a surprise.
You always got to be on your toes. And sometimes the things they come to you with are so tricky. That's what I'm going through right now. My older daughter, Hayden, a good kid. She's a good girl.
Yep.
She's going to be 14 years old in 13 days.
It's so crazy to think
14. She's going to be 14.
I mean, it's crazy.
My baby.
I mean, I have photos of her in my phone. She's a baby.
Yeah,
she's
not
a
anymore.
Child.
So I've been bugging her. She doesn't want anything for her birthday. She doesn't know what she wants.
Like
she doesn't
teenagers.
Know what she
wants
to do with her friends. She doesn't know. So finally, she comes to me 2 days ago. She goes, I know what I want to do with my friends for my birthday. And,
awesome.
And I'm like, great, what do you want to do? And I'm thinking, bowling, escape room, like the usual thing.
Amusement park, anything.
Anything.
Right,
I don't
something.
Know.
Right.
Yeah. She wants to go see this movie in the movie theater.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
Bear did cocaine.
She wants to go see Cocaine Bear.
Oh, man.
Why? It's an R-rated movie. It's everything I don't want. It's super gory. It's got to do with drugs, which I'm not into.
Sure.
All those bad things. But as a parent, you have to all of a sudden make this decision because... All right, 14. She's 14.
Yeah.
Like, let's not be naive. You start seeing all the things. You start, if I say no, there will be another way. It will be on TikTok.
It
will be on Instagram.
Yeah.
There will be, it will
Twitter.
Stream. They
yeah,
will figure it out.
I'm sure there's big scenes of it already out there right now. I ran into a friend yesterday. I had to stop at the bar yesterday. I ran into a friend, and he told me that he saw it. And he said that seeing it once is enough.
Well, but I'm sure.
But he saw it.
So,
he's a grown man with a beard.
Yeah, I get it. So I'm just curious. Would you let your daughter do that? Would you let would you let your kid, 14 years old, go to see this movie with their friends? And, you know, I asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and a lot of people were like, oh, there's no way the other kid's parents. And I was like, time out. Actually, like, her best friends, I'm lucky that their moms are my best friends. So I think that it's one of those things where I ask them, I cul-de-sac them on like a text and I'm like, what do you guys think? They're like, whatever you think. I'm like, no, why does this always have to be the me that makes the decision?
Right. I don't want to be the one that's in charge of this. Right.
Like, what do you mean, whatever I think?
Yeah.
What do you think? They're like, I don't know. They're going to watch it if they're going to watch it. If you say yes, it's fine. They could go. So I don't know what to do because I don't want to say no because... She's going to high school in a few months.
Yeah.
Like, she's growing up. There has to be a point where you got to loosen up on these things. And I don't want to hide things from her because I don't want to be the parent that your kid feels like they can't come to you with things.
Right. Can't tell you anything.
I don't know.
That's a tricky thing.
Right.
Right.
Five calls says it all. Let's just do that. 1-800-330-9999. Would you take your children to go see this movie at 14 years old? Parenting just loves to throw you curveballs, things you don't see coming. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, great. Now I have to make moral decisions. Now I have to figure this out. My older daughter, Hayden, she's turning 14 years old. She'll be 14 on the 13th this month. It's very exciting. I've been asking her forever, like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with your friends? What do you want to do with mommy and daddy? Like, what do you want to do to celebrate? And, I don't know. Finally, she comes to me this weekend. She's like, I know what I want to do with my friends. And I'm like, great, what do you want to do? And she goes, can we go see Cocaine Bear? I go, what? If you're not familiar, it's like this new R-rated movie, and it's about a bear on cocaine. It's actually based on true story, which is insane, right?
Yeah, loosely based.
It's a lot of gore. It's everything you don't want with drugs. It's everything terrible that I want to be like, no!
Yeah, it's
no!
a lot of drug humor. It's like Hangover Part 1.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like that, basically.
But then it's like, well, you know, she's turning 14. At what point do you let her go see R-rated movies? At what point do you just say, okay, you know, as long as the parents say yes and they're all on board, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nancy, would you let your kid go see this movie?
Well, you're going to think we're weird, but when our kids were that age... we said, okay, if there's drugs, because we know that we would, you know, encourage them not to do them. Okay, if there's swearing, but if there was other adult material in it, like, you know, the nasty, we wouldn't take them to it. Your daughter's a good kid. She's not going to do drugs. She's going to be okay. And you don't want her to be uncool, Anna. You don't want her to be uncool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I've garnered from the previews of the movie, but I mean, the bear may or may not do nasty.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
I mean, I saw some dancing scenes
it's
and whatnot.
One thing
they
if
were
it's
very
an animal, if it's a, no, an
no.
animal other than people, then no, that's okay. That's
no, right. I think it was a smuggler.
All right.
Thank you.
Mark, 14 years old. Would you let him go see this movie?
I'd let him go see it. If nothing, we just listened to the radio. It was a springboard for a conversation we had on the way to school and, you know, had a conversation about, hey, this is stuff that if you're interested in, you talk to mom or dad. It's a springboard for a conversation, if anything else, and they're going to watch it anyway, like you guys said.
Caroline, would you let your 14-year-old go see this movie?
No, I wouldn't. I would take her separately, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I raised three great kids, all great careers. I'm actually a physician, and I was a single parent, and everyone asked me my advice, how did you raise three successful children? And I said, sometimes I said no. And I think you could go one-on-one with her. I wouldn't take the responsibility of a rated R movie with other people's children, especially when it deals with drugs, because that's something you could have a personal conversation with her with.
Robin, what do you think? Would you take a 14-year-old to see this movie?
Absolutely not. Nope. It's a hard no for me.
Anne-Marie, yes
and
or no?
I
would you let her?
No, no, no.
All right, Nancy Reagan.
No.
Any explanation whatsoever?
Well, first off, you said that she's going to high school and she's, you know, oh, she's going to high school. But remember, she's just turning 14. So today she's 13. And you know what? If all of these other women are your best friends, then you should all group up and say, you know what? This one and this one and this one, their moms say no, too. Absolutely not. She's
what if
14
all
years
the moms
old. There's
come
a reason why it's rated R.
Because I can do that.
what if all the moms go together?
Right, because I can make that happen. Easily.
Yeah, there you go. And all the moms go together, but absolutely not.
It's
no,
amazing
we would
how
take
polarizing.
The kids. We would not just go the moms. It's the last movie we want to go see all together.
I mean, strong opinions on both sides. And you
I
had
know.
To figure it was going to be like that. And everybody's household is a little bit different. I would just say it's like everybody's child is different, too. You right. know your child better than anybody else.
I'm going to be honest, and this is a terrible parenting thing to say.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to hope she forgets, and I'm going to wait a week. And maybe she'll just come up with something else.
Something else she wants to
maybe,
do.
Maybe, and
right.
then we'll see what happens at that point. With fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans, it's no wonder people who come to Cricket stay with Cricket.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.